What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the North Shore 9 postgame show. I'm Jim. With me is Doug. It's the postgame show powered by Primanti Brothers. Doug, Pirates win 2-1 tonight, which means we're giving away sandwiches. Make sure you comment hashtag raise it in the comments. Again, that's hashtag raise it. But man, what a win.
Yeah, what a win. Exciting Doug. Stuff. What, you know, I mean, the Pirates this season have been equally infuriating and exhilarating, right? I mean, it's just, it's amazing. I want to take this opportunity to apologize to Bailey Falter and to Ben Charrington. I you know, after that first inning of that first game, that Sunday in Miami, I was a little harsh. he had a rough spring, but my goodness, since then, holy cow, what a find he's been. And I guess what I enjoy about him is that he throws his best pitch. All of our pitchers don't do that. He relies on his best pitch. Jared Jones does. Martin Perez does. I don't know about Quinn Priester, and I can't think of anybody else. But, you know, he's not relying on a pitch that's proven for, you know, for a year to not be effective. He's just throwing his fastball, which is not a Jared Jones fastball. It's not a Mitch Keller fastball. It's you know, I guess he's got great extension. Okay, that's the new next thing. But my goodness, you know, 8 strikeouts, you know, 7 innings pitched. He had 74, you know, he had a 20-pitch first inning, right? He kind of scuffled. I mean, he didn't give up anything, but he had to work through it. And he goes out there in the seventh inning, he's only got thrown 74 pitches. I mean, the guy, he was brilliant today.
Man, you just got everything in right there, Doug. No, you're right. I mean,
sorry.
He was
sorry. Bailey, I'm excited.
Bailey Falter was outstanding. Just a couple of things. So again, Pirates win 2-1. Bailey Falter, 7 innings. He gives up 3 hits, 1 run. Only run was a Gary Sanchez solo homer in the 8th inning. He walks 2 batters, so only 5 base runners in his 7+ innings. He strikes out 8. His ERA now 3.33 on the season, Doug. I want to actually bring this up too, because if you've been following the Bailey Falter saga, you'll know that it didn't start off so well for him this year, right? His first start in Miami, he gave up 5 runs in his first 5 batters faced, right? First 5 batters faced, he gave up 5 runs. Since that point, he's pitched 27 innings. And he has a 1.67 earned run average. He's basically been a top 10 pitcher in baseball. He's been the best pitcher on this team, right? Flat out.
And that's saying better something.
Better than the guy who pitched last night, right? We've been just like falling over ourselves, drooling over how good Jared Jones has been. Well, guess what? Since that first inning in Miami, 1.67 earned run average. For the one and only Bailey Falter. So, yeah, I mean, he was outstanding tonight. He just mowed through these guys. So at no point was he in any danger of giving up a run.
No. And that's coming. I mean, think of his spring. I mean, I think rightfully so. None of us wanted him in the rotation because his spring, he couldn't get anybody out. He looked awful. And then he has that first inning where we're like, see, we told you he's awful. And then since then, he's Sandy Koufax. I mean, it's just amazing what we're seeing. And, you know, he he's not getting the fanfare of some of the other, you know, guys. And, you know, it's workmanlike. He's not real exciting or flashy. He's not blowing people away, but again, 8 strikeouts, only 2 walks and never any real danger. I mean, he just looked easy.
Yeah. He was just absolutely outstanding. I sent out during the game, like the meme, hey, like I need to apologize. I wasn't familiar with your game, Bailey Falter. So I will say this, like a lot was made about Bailey Falter and this in this extension, right? He has some of the best extension in baseball. But you looked at it and you were like, well, you know what? He's still only throwing like 90, 91. What's the point? That fastball today, let's kind of break that down a little bit. He threw 85 pitches today. 60 of those, 71% of his pitches were four-seam fastballs. He averaged 92 miles per hour on those, up about a tick on the season. He averages typically 91 on that pitch. He was up to 92. He even topped out at 93.9 a couple of times. But let's talk about those 64 seams, four-seam fastballs. He generated 34 swings with those, 13 swings and misses, which I'm pretty sure matches the amount of swings and misses that Jared Jones got on his four-seam fastball last night. So we're talking about like just two completely opposite ends of the spectrum. Jared Jones up there throwing 97 to 100, getting 13 swings and misses. And then now you've got soft tossing Bailey Falter throwing 92, but he's got this incredible extension where if you look at the numbers, he's in like the 98th percentile in terms of, you know, extension, but it was just a super effective pitch all night long. And when the Brewers did make contact, Gary Sanchez had the homer that was on a sinker, but that four seam fastball, average exit velocity on that pitch tonight, 85.2, which is not very hard.
Yeah, right. That's not hard weak, hit, right?
Weak contact, generating swings and misses. It was just a masterclass. He was throwing strikes and he was throwing his best pitch over and over and over and over again. Kind of reminded me of like, remember that Stephen Brault game in Colorado where he just like,
yeah, we just threw fastballs, right?
He just threw fastballs. It was similar to that. I mean, he mixed in some off speed stuff, but for the most part, it was all hard stuff today from Falter, but it was impressive to watch. Just the art of pitching, right? It's just so different how you can get hitters out. You know, you looked at last night and Jared Jones was just power, right? Just pure
blowing
power.
It by guys.
And then tonight you see Bailey Falter up there and he was pitching like a power pitcher. Like he was like, here's my stuff, come and hit it. Yeah. And the Brewers couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's really something. And it just shows, I mean, it probably shows why hitting a baseball is so hard, right? Because last night it's a guy that's throwing 97 to 100 and he's unhittable. And you're like, well, of course he's unhittable. He's hitting 100 miles an hour. And then the next guy comes in and throws 91 and he's throwing a fastball. He's not being deceptive. You know what's coming. And same thing. It's just, it was impressive. It was a fun outing to watch. You know what I'm saying? Like I enjoy that sort of thing. It's exhilarating watching Jared Jones, but Falter, man, it's just been impressive. It's been a joy to watch. And I went and looked to see if he was available in fantasy. I couldn't find him though. So I'm like, wait, he's filling up all the, you know, all the important stats there. I mean, his thing has often been, you know, not going through the rotation or the lineup twice. And that wasn't an issue. You know, he gave up a home run to Gary Sanchez. He's not the first guy to do that.
No, and Sanchez got all of that one. I think he hit it 113.5 miles per hour. He cranked that thing, but yeah, man. Just an outstanding effort from Bailey Falter. It's just incredible when you're getting performances like this, because again, we'll get to the offense here. The Pirates only scored two runs today, right? They were not clicking on offense, and they were facing someone making his major league debut in Tobias Myers, who had been bouncing around the minors for 8 years, makes his major league
struggling
debut
in Double A last year.
Yeah, so like we'll get to kind of how that offense looked, but yeah, just an outstanding effort from Bailey Falter. Like he won this game. Like when your offense is struggling like this, you need pitchers to just kind of be perfect. And Bailey Falter was, he made the one mistake to Gary Sanchez, but other than that, he was perfect tonight.
Just brilliant. I mean, it was really something. It was, we needed it, right? We needed every one of those outs that he got. Cause again, the offense just after Kutch's leadoff home run didn't really muster up too much. So.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So again, guys, Pirates win 2-1. If you're new to the chat, hashtag raise it in the comments. Make sure you say hashtag raise it. We've got 55 entries. We're going to be giving away 2 free Primanti Brothers sandwiches tonight. So hashtag raise it in the comments. But yeah, Falter gives up the home run in the eighth inning. He goes out there for the eighth. He gives way to Colin Holderman, who looked good yesterday. He's pitching back-to-back games really for the first time since being activated from the IL. I believe this was his first back-to-back appearance. Let me just confirm that. Yes, it was. So strong performance yesterday. He goes in today. And again, a really nice outing. He pitches a scoreless eighth inning. Does give up the one walk, but 2 strikeouts. Gets out of a nice jam that he put himself into by walking Turing, who ended up stealing second. Yeah, so like, he was in scoring position. But Colin Holderman, he's just been a nice, refreshing addition to this bullpen. He's looked good ever since he's been activated.
Yeah, he's been good. He's, you know, done exactly what we hoped he would. He's pitching in you know, sort of high leverage situations. You know, the bullpen, which is a strength, but, you know, has suffered some injuries and that sort of thing. And you know, he's been exactly what we needed when we needed it. So, you know, can't ask for more than that. Another, you know, back-to-back scoreless innings and close games.
No, absolutely. And then, surprise, I was thinking David Bednar was going to be unavailable tonight. We were in the Discord. We were in the Discord and we were like, who's going to pitch this ninth inning? And we kind of like all decided that like Luis Ortiz, like let's send Luis Ortiz out there for the ninth and see what happens. But then David Bednar comes out again. He's pitched 2 straight days. It's been looking shaky all season, but picked up the save last night. Today he comes in and just a ho-hum 1-2-3 ninth inning. It was only the second time in David Bednar's career he's pitched 3 days in a row. So I mean, 11 pitches, 9 strikes. Like, I mean, he just went out there and did his thing.
Yeah. It when he pitched Sunday, you know, and just the garbage time just to get some work, I'm like, oh, I hate when we do this, because then we always need him, right? You know, especially again with our offense performing the way it is, you know, we're going to rely on him a lot. So let's not waste him in a, you know, 15-1, you know, just terrible loss type situation. So it was, it's nice. It was confidence building. You know, Bednar, again, he started out a little shaky and, you know, we all got worried and we all had our, you know, opinions. Should he go on the AL and, you know, whatever, just, you know, pitching less intense situations, what have you. And since then, he's just been fine. Just, he's David Bednar. And, you know, reliable and, you know, like clockwork. So the pitching staff was, you know, I mean, Falter is the big star of the game. The pitching staff did its job tonight.
Yeah, I mean, 3 straight days pitching, 3 scoreless innings. He gives up just 1 hit during those innings. Strikes out 1 batter each appearance. No walks too over the last 3 innings. So hopefully we're kind of getting David Bednar just back to just being David Bednar. That's what we need.
Let's give him a night off tomorrow though. Let's score some runs.
I would imagine he'll get the night off tomorrow. Chapman got the night off today. So you got to think Chapman's probably, you know, the closer for tomorrow, but he also has been super shaky. So hopefully he can get back on track. Hopefully, maybe, you know what? How about we just blow them out tomorrow?
Let the offense carry.
Yeah. We haven't even gotten to this point yet, but Pirates great Bryce Wilson is on the mound for Milwaukee tomorrow. So
I hate when this happens, because right, they're terrible for us, and then they come back and just like how did we let this guy go? But then we realize it's because it's against our offense and everybody looks good, you know. Yep. Minor league guys bouncing around.
Bryce Wilson versus Quinn Priester tomorrow. For those who don't know, that's going to be a really nice matchup. So,
I'd say bet the over, but
yeah, I've you got never no know faith this, in, right? This offense. Yeah, what's going to happen? Speaking of the offense, though, let's shift right into that. Like I said, the Pirates were facing Tobias Myers today, 25-year-old, been in the minors for 8 years. making his major league debut today. And I don't know about you, Doug, but I always find it's just kind of crazy to me. Like, you got to imagine once you get to this level, like, you realize how much work these people have put in to just like make the major leagues. So you're Tobias Myers, right? It's the greatest moment of your entire life. You just made the major leagues. You've been working your entire life for this. You know what? I'm going to lay this first pitch in. I'm going to get this, you know, we're going to throw it in. Catcher's going to catch it. He's going to throw it into the dugout. It's going to get authenticated. I'm going to get my picture taken with it after the game. And first pitch, Andrew McCutchen hits a leadoff home run. Second leadoff home run in as many days. First time the Pirates have hit back-to-back leadoff home runs. Same guy since Adam Frazier did it in 2019. So I think Kutch is back, Doug. 301 yesterday, 302 today.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, his OPS now is above average, right? In just, you know, what, two or three games, he's got himself sort of, you know, the batting average still a little low. Other than last year, Kutch usually starts out pretty slow. He's usually a 200 hitter till June, you know, anyway. And then he has that lights out June every year. So hopefully he's warming up. You know, who knows? Maybe it's as simple as, you know, putting him in the leadoff or, you know, the game prior, he had three really hard hit balls. So you could see it. Right. You saw it coming on Sunday, I think. But we've seen that before. You know, we've seen lots of good exit velocity not translate, you know, into hits for a lot of guys on this team. So it was nice. And again, back-to-back, he's up to 302 now, career home runs. And the poor kid, I mean, like you said, worked so hard. It must have had been filled with doubt 8 years in the minors, kind of bouncing around. Like you said, you know, he's this exciting, his first pitch, I'm going to throw a strike, and bam. But then, you know, he settled down nicely, right? He didn't crumble, that's for sure.
He was pretty good. So let's kind of get to that. So Andrew McCutchen leads off that game with the homer, but then Tobias Myers shuts down the Pirates through five after that. He gives up just four hits, one run, just that home run, before he's lifted for Jared Koenig. Koenig gives up a couple base runners in the sixth inning, and Connor Joe comes through with yet another pinch hit, another big pinch hit. Big one yesterday, big one today. Runners on first and second. He comes up with an RBI pinch hit single to put the Pirates up 2-0. Man, he's again, Connor Joe again, just coming up big in big moments. That was his 13th run batted in on the season. It was the only hit of the game with runners in scoring position collectively as a group. But so far so good from Connor Joe. He stepped in for Rowdy Tellez against the lefty. Tellez 0-2 again. I don't know how much longer you can justify trotting Tellez out there with Joe hitting the way that he is. But at the same time, like, do you really want to overexpose Joe? Do you want to play him every day?
And it's exactly whatever last year. Right.
Yeah. Whatever's happening. What's going on right now is working for Connor Joe. Like, do you want to push this? How much do you want to push this?
The only reason that you're going to continue to run Rowdy Tellez out there is because you don't want to expose Connor Joe. Connor Joe started out pretty good last year, and then, you know, we gave him more and more at bats, and it did not, you know, he had his scuffles, you know, when the rest of the team was scuffling there from May to July or what have you. But I don't know what to do there. Good call on Derek Shelton. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't get that in there for Neil. You know, excellent, excellent move there by Derek Shelton. The offense is hardly back, but at least we're getting Kutch has bounced back a little. Cruz has bounced back a little. Reynolds and Hayes are still kind of plugging along. So, you know, 4, 5, and 6 is not quite the hole that it was, but we still have work to do.
You bring up Reynolds again, just a solid 1-for-3 with a walk. Hayes 1-for-4. Cruz getting an opposite field single today too. No strikeouts from Cruz either. So that was good to see.
That's nice.
Joey Bart with another hit too. So I mean, he just keeps kind of plugging along.
Yeah, but he's started three or four games now.
Yeah, yeah. Bart has looked good, for sure. So, I mean, it's nice to get these two wins. You know, the 6-game losing streak, I think it had a toll on the players for sure. You could kind of see, especially just their reactions from the
game. It did for our chat as well.
Had for our chat, had for us, had for everybody on our Discord and on Twitter. Like, it was just not a great week last week for Pirates fans. And this week has been, it's been a nice welcome, enthusiastic first 2 days to this week. So
our first place are wins, right?
Yeah, place Brewers coming into town, and like I said, we were reeling going into this series. Brewers just come off a sweep, so to take the first two games here is really, really nice. So
I mean, we're 13-11.
Yep. 13-11 15
games. Yeah. you win 15 games a month, you have 90 wins at the end of the year. I mean, I know, like I said, we just went through a week of just abject misery and frustration, but, you know, it's a long game. It's a long season. These are just two games, but they are against the first place team and they are in the division. And again, at the end of it all, it's 13-11 with when we got another week left in the, another 5 or 6 games left in the month, you know, an opportunity to have a strong start to the season.
Yeah, I mean, and if you said, "Hey, Jim," on April 23rd, would you take the Pirates being 13-11? I'd say absolutely.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yeah,
right. I think everybody would say that. So
right.
So it doesn't really. I mean, we got here in a weird way, right? We won 9. We went 9-2, and then we went 2-9. And now we're 2-0. So, but we're here. We're 13-11. We're 2 games behind the first place Brewers now. We're sitting 2 games above 500, on a 2-game winning streak. We've scored as many runs as we've given up. For as awful as people have talked about this offense, it's like a middle of the road offense right now, you know, when it comes to runs scored in the National League. So it's been a weird route to get to this point, but they're sitting in a good spot right now.
Yeah. Led by our starting pitching, and none of us would have predicted that, right?
Yeah. Just incredible. And incredible.
The leaders of that being Falter and Jerry Jones. You know?
I can't really get over just Bailey Falter's performance so far this whole season. Really, like I said, outside that first inning in Miami, he's been outstanding, which I don't think anybody would have predicted that. He had a terrible spring, right? And a horrid spring. I don't think anybody wanted him on this team, let alone in the rotation. And he's been really good. He's been really good. So you got to give credit to Bailey Falter for just pitching lights out to start the year. Again, we mentioned tomorrow, Bryce Wilson versus Quinn Priester. We'll get to that, but I think it's, what do you think? You think it's sandwich time, Doug?
I absolutely do. Hashtag raise it, boys and girls.
Sandwich time. So we'll give you everybody like a 60-second warning here. Make sure you get in just like a Russ here. We put up on the screen. Hashtag raise it will get you into the contest for 2 free Primanti Brothers sandwiches. While you're getting in your final comments there, make sure you like the video. Make sure you subscribe to the page. If you subscribe to the page, get notifications turned on, you'll know that we're live. Never miss out on free sandwiches ever again. We put out content pretty much every day. We do this show after every single game. If you choose, you want to support us even further. If you hit the button that says join on our YouTube page, that'll give you access to our membership tiers, which gives you some additional free perks. I had some people here in the comments. They were asking, how do you get these cool emojis in the chat, Doug? And the way you get it is by becoming a member. So different membership tiers you can choose from to support us further and get some cool perks. So, all right, with that being said, let's take a look at the giveaway. All right. We're at 81 entries. We're going to draw it. Good luck, everybody. And the winner is William Caldwell, William.
Congratulations, Caldwell. William.
Congratulations. You've got the confetti. Awesome. 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 You're the winner of two free Permanente Brothers sandwiches. You know how to reach us. Do it either. DM us on Twitter, DM us on Facebook. You can email us at NorthShore9@gmail.com. However, is the easiest way for you to get a hold of us. But yeah, congratulations, William. Two free sandwiches heading your way. So tomorrow, 6:40 game. Pirates are looking to win the first three games of this four-game series. Quinn Priester getting his second start of the season against Bryce Wilson. This will be Bryce Wilson's second start of the season as well. He was used kind of as a bulk guy last time out. He pitched 3 2/3 scoreless against the Padres on April 17th. So he's had a pretty good start to the year. He's 2-0 with a 3.29 ERA. But hopefully the Pirates' bats can wake up against Bryce Wilson tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully Quinn Priester will show a little something. It's time, and you know he's got the arm talent, I believe. He's just got to put it together. So yeah, come back tomorrow. Hopefully with two more sandwiches. Great job in the chat tonight. The chat has just been outstanding lately.
So. Yeah, chat's been lit. So appreciate everybody who watches us live. Appreciate all of you who are watching this later or listening on the podcast later. We appreciate all of you guys. Awesome support so far this year. So we'll see you tomorrow again with another post game show. I think Neil and DiNardo tomorrow. So they're going to run it back after a successful post game on Monday night. So we're out of here. Pirates win 2-1. We'll catch you later, guys.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go, Bucks.